It's back Sunday night, 7 p.m. Our very own Channel 9, Married at First Sight. Wow, what an episode last night. In fact, I'm calling it. That was the biggest night of reality TV in this country. And to debrief, unwind it all with me is my favourite, let's call them the power couple of the show, Alex and Ivan. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thanks for having us, mate. How are you?
Whoa, what an episode. I'm still like, I still feel like I need to get my breath back.
Yeah, it was a bit chaotic.
Can I ask, before we get into that, I want to talk about you two as a couple. When you guys got married, this is me being judgmental on first sight. I laughed. I was like, no chance. Yeah. You guys are going to be one of the controversial couples. As this experiment's gone on, you are my number one. You are 100% my favorite couple, and I'm mates with Mikey, so that's saying something.
Yeah, because we're not his typical type of couple, are we? But appreciate the support and kind words.
Have you got TAB Sports Bet on us?
No, I didn't know that. I haven't even checked Sports Bet, but great idea, Alex.
I'm not.
Well, this is the thing, Alex, as well. And what I like about you is I think I find myself relating to Ivan a lot in my personality. And what I need in my life is someone like you that can just tell it as it is and whip you into shape. It's something we don't think, people don't think would work, but it works for our personality, doesn't it, Ivan?
It certainly does, mate. It's refreshing. And especially, look, I think that counterpart, it's all well and good for someone to whip you into shape, but she's got to have banter. She's got to have humor. She's got to have ambition. And these are all qualities that Alex possesses. So that's why it works for me. I can't just have someone dominating me, which is what you see at the moment. But I can't just have someone whipping me and getting nothing back in return. But she offers me all that and a whole bunch more.
Now, Alex, I want to ask you about Ivan. Now, that your kissing technique, Ivan, it's pretty sloppy. Is that how it is in real life, or the producers just having a laugh with us?
Look, I think we've both got big lips. So it's bound to happen. Yeah, that was real cringe, actually, for us.
Yeah, it was a stage sort of thing where, can you guys kiss and we're going to get a close-up?
Yeah, look, obviously, we did the kiss and everything, but I think that scene was, like, repeated about 3 times and those same sound effects were repeated and I was like, okay, this needs to stop now.
Do you know what made me laugh, Ivan, is you could tell they'd done that and then afterwards they do a close-up and stop the music of you licking your lips. Like, it's got nothing to do with the kiss at all.
They just take the piss out of me. That actual kiss scene, like Alex said, if you watch it close enough, it got replayed twice in the same
poor thing.
So, yeah. Oh. I don't know what I've done. I don't know what I've done wrong to these guys. I might know, but anyway.
It made me laugh. Now, let's talk about the big moment last night, the cheating scandal. Now, I want to get both your thoughts individually on this one. I want to ask the question, for those that are listening that didn't know what happened, Hayley and Michael, they cheated on their partners with each other. Allegedly, they hooked up. In revenge, Hayley's partner, David, he wiped her toothbrush, and we've talked about on the show before, in the toilet. Now, I want to ask each of you individually, what's worse, cheating or the toothbrush incident?
Cheating.
Toothbrush for me?
Wow. I'm with you, Ivan. I reckon cheating's way worse. And everyone was getting up in arms about his toothbrush thing. I'm like, she deserves it.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I wouldn't say anyone deserves that sort of truth because there is a health risk at stake.
Good point.
They're both top people. And unfortunately, Dave's going to wear the brunt of this. But yeah, there's no... Cheating's inexcusable, but to my knowledge, that relationship was almost falling apart anyway. And I know that's, some people may say no excuse, but look, to each their own. They both dealt with it in their own sort of fashions, and this is the result.
Yeah, Alex, you were fired up over the cheating incident, especially at Michael, and he was getting off pretty easily on this whole thing. The attention really diverted straight to the toothbrush incident, I thought. That's why I was like, everyone's getting caught up with this, while what's actually caused that, to me, felt worse.
Yeah, look, I'm very passionate about cheating and the subject. I think someone deserves to be shot if they do cheat. I've said it in my...
A bit hectic.
Yeah, but I've said it in my videos that if someone ever did cheat on me, I wouldn't hesitate to kill them and go to jail. At least I get fed there and I get a bed. But, I had to say what I'd say to Michael. I don't like him as a person. I think he's a liar. I think he's a scumbag. And he didn't admit to it. And that's just cowardly.
I agree with you. And I've spoken to Mikey, like I said, plenty of times on the show. He doesn't have great things to say about Michael either. And it must be a lot to do with that. He's just not telling the whole truth. Whereas at least someone like Hayley, even though she did it, willing to say what happened and own it.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
Well, we just saw a bit of Serbian fire there, didn't we, Ivan?
Mate, it's not even 20%. I'm watching it unfold. That's when I've just got to keep my mouth shut when that sort of stuff starts happening.
Take a step back. Well, you guys, I said before, best of luck with your journey on Love. You are my favourite couple. All the best for the future. I'm sure we'll speak to you again. But Married at First Sight, it is back Sunday night, 7 p.m. on Channel 9. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, mate.